Kamala Harris on Trump: "This man is not fit to be president, no more pop psychology about this guy." By Pam Kee on July 1, 2020. Wednesday on MSNBC's Deadline, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, accused President Donald Trump of not being fit to be president given his dealings with Russia and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Host Nicole Wallace said, "I want to come back one more time to the Russia bounty crisis because I want to ask you how Americans should feel about it. And I want to ask if you heard anything that supports the president's contentions in the last 2 hours that the whole thing is a hoax?" Harris said, "The way that I think about it is this. There has been so much that has been happening in our country that has focused us inward. But we cannot lose sight of our nation's standing in relationship to the rest of the world and the importance of having a commander-in-chief who takes seriously our role. Someone who, unlike Donald Trump, understands the need for relationships, the need to put in check adversaries, and also embrace allies. But instead, we have in Donald Trump someone who has conducted foreign policy in a way that has been about isolationism. It's been about going it his own way in a way that has been harmful to our national security." Wallace said, "What are people to make, as they're trying to process the fact that we have another scandal involving Donald Trump with Russia at its punchline?" Laughing, Harris said, "He's got something going on there. Let's just be honest about it. Something's afoot, right? It doesn't smell right. I don't know what it is, but, Wallace pressed, "But if you're just reading the paper and all you know is that the intelligence community had to hide this intel in plain sight. In the PDB, which is one of the most sacred documents created. It's created for one person, it's created for the president. They had to hide something in plain sight because it said something potentially bad. A lead about Cold War-like Russian covert lethal actions designed to kill Americans and Donald Trump is calling it a hoax. How are we supposed to feel about that?" Harris said, "The same way we should have felt from day one when he called Russian interference when he had called the coronavirus a hoax. We're supposed to feel the same way, which is, this man is not fit to be president, and we need a new president. That's how we're supposed to feel. Let's not overanalyze Donald Trump. I literally, no more pop psychology about this guy. Let's just do what needs to get done, which is to put our efforts into the election that is coming up and elect a president who actually understands the magnitude and the importance of that office." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.